Teresa, you have to unmute if you want to speak to us.
Okay, I'm sorry. In the past, when a person has resigned, we would take a vote to accept their resignation, which is acknowledging it as a body, and then we would contact the next person up and then accept them to be seated. Because this is happening in the middle of a meeting, I don't know what to suggest at this point, because I personally am kind of confused as to why she would resign right in the middle of a meeting. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean.
She never was seated. She didn't come to any of the LSV meetings.
Okay. Thank you.
McPherson to the stack.
I'm sorry. Who was that?
McPherson. Mac.
Go ahead, Sean.
I think this is why we need clarification, which is why we need to take a little time so we can get clarification.
I tend to agree with that. So I made a ruling to go provisional. It was challenged.
Chair?
Ted, you got your hand up.
Thank you very much. I just looked this up in Robert's Rules of Order, and Nancy Sybara is correct. It's not there. But what Robert says is that when a matter is not covered in one way or another, what you use is custom. And what we have in Texas is custom in regular elections, where sometimes people whose voting status is questioned, they are given a provisional vote. I would suggest that Sister Mama Sonia be given all rights tonight, rights to participate in the meeting, rights to participate in the vote, and if it turns out that something bogus is going on with Cassandra Thibodeau,
exactly,
then Sister Mama Sonia will be removed from the board. I doubt that's the case. What we're really arguing over here is if her vote might be significant and who's going to get it. And some people want it. Some people are fearful that it's going to hurt them.
All right, Ted, let's not go down rabbit holes.
Nancy on the stack, please.
I'm on the stack and I have not spoken as yet.
Okay, Nancy and then Susan. Thank you.
No, Susan and then Nancy. Nancy has spoken several times.
I know. Nancy.
I've had my hand up.
Thank you, Susan. Please. Nancy and then Susan.
Oh, I would like the person who has their hand up longer to go first, Sandy.
Okay, go ahead, Susan. Nancy defers.
Thank you. I think the question that Ted raises is accurate. I think that notice is probably correct. It was probably genuine, but I know I didn't know it had even arrived, and it was not, you know, we didn't take this in as a part of the agenda. I know when I was chair, when somebody would, ask to resign, we confirmed with them first. I have no doubt that this is accurate, but I think Ted's idea that Sandy had the opportunity to confirm personally with Cassandra is perfectly appropriate. And Sister Mama Sonia is a full voting member if that goes forward, and she is not a full voting member if that confirmation appears to not be correct.
Okay.
That's what I meant by a request for clarification.
That's what I was reaching for in spirit, exactly that. I mean, I have not had a chance to speak with her nor anybody else, and we got an email, okay? So I just want to verify with the member that, indeed, she's stepping away for whatever reason that she has in mind. It's a simple question, and it's an act of kindness and an act of allowing some graciousness in the process. Rome will not burn tonight. So again, I've made a ruling. It's been challenged. I think we need to move to a vote on that. If the will of the body says that we want to confirm Sister Mama Sonia tonight in lieu of contacting Chrisandra for any reason to verify, then that's what we'll do. So Richard, can you call the roll?
Can Nancy speak?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. There was a time I remember that one board member quit, and it was in a meeting, and the next person, it was Joseph Dave, it was a staff. He was in the audience, and he got on the board immediately. I mean, there was no problem. I would say, why don't you just call Cassandra right now and get it over with, and you will be satisfied.
We're in the middle of a meeting, working on an agenda, and we need to have other business to finish.
I wanted to finish if you would not interrupt me. In the bylaws, I'm reading it, and it says when a delegate position, this is Article 4, Section 10, filling vacancies. It doesn't say anything about the provisional. It just says if a delegate position becomes vacant midterm, that delegate shall be replaced for the remainder of his or her term by the highest ranked candidate from the last election. I mean, it says it clearly. And that email, she sent it twice, didn't she?
A lot of emails did send twice.
No, because Cassandra saying that something, time constraints or something like that, that she cannot do it anymore.
Richard, to the stack.
Okay. I don't think this is correct to do. She says, I must resign. What is, because of time constraints, I must resign. I enjoyed it, and though Sandy is doing a great job, all you all are. Please take me off future emails. Thanks. She says clearly, I must resign.
All right. Richard, go ahead.
I didn't know anything about that email either until a minute ago. I looked and found it, and it looks like it's a authentic email. And rather than putting Sister Sonia, Mama Sonia, in as provisional, I think maybe we ought to have Cassandra as provisional and let Sister Mama Sonia go ahead and take her place, because that email is, it happened right now apparently, and I think we, in the past, we've moved quickly on these things, and it's kind of a bombshell, but I think we can survive it.
Okay, we can debate this all night, okay? So would you like to make a motion out of that, Richard?
I was afraid you might ask that.
Yeah, I know.
considering the late hour and the email coming in the middle of the meeting, I think we need to honor the email and seat the next person in line. And if the email turns out to not be true, we can deal with that either later tonight or tomorrow. And I don't know if that's a motion, but...
Do I hear a second to something that sounded like a motion? Susan? Is that a second? Okay, Susan Young seconds. If you could vocalize that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I second Richard's motion, which I understand is to seat Mama Sonia tonight and confirm with Cassandra tomorrow.
Or as we can get to her. That's correct. Are there any objections to that?
Object.
Pardon me?
I object. This is Marianne. No, I don't think that's the right order of things. I think first you have to make sure that the person resigned before you appoint somebody else to the board. And because of all of the things that go on the internet today, I think that it's you know, I think, first of all, it's diminishing the our positions as board members to just, you know, take one person off and put another person on just like that. I think that some investigation should be done as to whether or not that email was accurate to begin with. It could have been some kind of a fake email. We don't know who really sent the email. And no. It needs to be confirmed with the individual first before she's removed. And then whoever is next in line, be it Ms. Sister Sonia, if she's the next person in line, then she would be placed. But I think that we should take our time and do it right.
Thank you.
That's my opinion.
Okay. Teresa, you have your hand up.
I'm sorry. No, I should not have my hand up.
All right. Thank you. Right. Let's move to a vote on this. There's a motion that's been seconded. So, Richard, you want to read that motion again or as close as you can and call the roll?
Jesus. I don't have any of that written down. I don't know. I just,
The motion, and if I don't have the language exactly right, someone jump in and correct me. We are going to seat Sister Mama Sonia, pending verification with Cassandra Thibodeau on her resignation. If, included in the motion, the board chair will reach out to Cassandra to verify. And a vote for that is a vote to seat.
I think right at the first of that, you need to say that because this email has come in and it appears to be a valid email on the surface, that the next person should be seated. And if it turns out that there's something wrong with the email, then we can make adjustments later.
There we go. Thanks. Everybody clear on that?
Language pending confirmation, because that covers it.
Okay.
Request for information.
Is that Robert Gardner I hear?
Yes.
Go ahead, Robert.
I didn't hear any objections to this motion, so it would seem the vote is unnecessary.
Right.
That's my question.
Yeah, Mary Ann objected, I believe. So please call the roll, Richard. Yeah, please call the roll, Richard.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
So we are voting on starting with the chair or what? I'm sorry.
We're voting to seat Sister Mama Sonia tonight, pending verification with Cassandra that the chair will verify in lieu of the email we received. I think I said that.
That's a paraphrase.
You said in lieu of?
I'm not in lieu, in light of. Sorry. It's getting late. Okay. I tangled my L's.
Okay, so say the motion one more time. I'm sorry.
The motion is to seat, Sister Sonia, and verify the email. But the email has come in. I think that we need to act on the email.
I'll say yes.
David Britton?
Yes.
Lillian Kerr?
No.
No. I'm sorry, I should have said both of those. Teresa Allen, yes. David, no. Yes. Lillian, no. Adriana Castaneva?
Yes.
Yes. Henry Foyce?
Faust.
Henry?
Yeah, what are we voting on? Say it again.
Seating, considering the email that came in that had Ms. Thibodeau resigning, go ahead and seat the next person.
Tentatively, of course, right?
Well, we'll check out the email validity or whatever.
I say yes to that motion.
Okay. Robert Gardner? Gardner?
Yes.
Yes. Patrick Hoyt? Patrick, you still there? Let's see. I think he's still on. Patrick, you're muted. Okay, I'll come back to you. Wally James, are you still on? He never got in, did he? I'm having to look through the screen for everybody. Okay, I'll come back to you too, Wally. Mike Lewis.
Yes.
Yes. Marianne Martinez.
No.
No. Sean McPherson.
Yes.
Yes. Paula Miller.
Abstain.
Abstain. Frank Predka.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Yes. Nancy, yes.
Yes. Jane Schuyler.
Yes.
And I apologize for stepping on y'all's names, but I don't do well with the English language. Deb Shafto. Are you still on, Jeb? I'll come back to her. Bill Stone, I'll call his name, but I don't think he was here tonight. Cassandra Thibodeau's not here tonight. Richard Uzel, yes. Sandy Weinman.
Abstains.
Abstain. Ted Weissel.
Yes.
Yes. Venetia Williams. Venetia, are you still here? I think she should be here, isn't she? Where is she? I'll come back to you too. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Yes. Susan Young.
Yes.
Yes. I got, okay, Patrick Hoyt. Are you there? Wally James. Are you there? Who else? Deb Shafto. I think she may be gone. Bill Stone and Ms. Thibodeau. Okay, let's see how many we got. Fourteen yes, two no, and two abstain. 14-2-2.
The motion carries. Thank you. Welcome to the board provisionally, Sister Mama Sonia. Okay.
And I would
thank
hope
you.
That
chair,
I'm sorry, Sister. I was just going to say, I hope that the chair will follow up tonight.
I'm going to try. I don't like to call people that late, but I'll give it a shot.
Chair, point of information.
What's your point of information, Nancy?
Usually when we have a new board member, we let them say something about themselves to an introduction.
Right. Thank you. We'll do that next meeting in light of the agenda and the time that we have right now. So that we'll definitely have an opportunity to hear from her next meeting, if that's okay. The voting will close in 1 week. Terry Goodman will administrate the ballot. You will receive that by email. It's a secret ballot. Vote your conscience. And I've posted a Google Doc, which is now available to the public with a link I provided to the board. And I hope to provide on both the KPFT Facebook page and website if we can get the people behind the curtain to pull the levers. Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn our meeting of delegates?
Can I just say something? I'm just reading some of the comments. Sorry, Sandy, may I?
Lillian, it's not appropriate to react to those comments, so let's just leave it where it is, okay? We voted. We have a process. We're following the process. Susan?
A motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn to the regular LSV, to adjourn the delegates to the regular LSV.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, we're back in session as the LSV, just like that. Better than any magician in Vegas, I guarantee you. Okay.
I never saw your hands move, Sandy. Never saw them move.
Okay. We have, as we sit right now, we have 24 minutes until our standing rules say that we adjourn, and we have committee reports. Wally James, can you unmute and give us a national board report? Wally?
I don't think he's here.
Okay. I mean, he was on by a phone number, and I got a couple texts from him, and he disappeared. We all our other remaining Pacifica National Board members are no longer delegates of this, LSB members. So we will skip that. We've received written reports from committees that have convened. Thanks to the conveners for getting everybody together. Those reports have the roster of the names of those people that have attended.
Richard to the stack at some point.
These were for MSRC, governance, and outreach that I've received reports for. Am I missing anything there? Or we?
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
I would like to try to correct a mistake I made. I dropped the ball on this. I was convening the governance committee, and Jane had asked me that afternoon if I would ask for an excused absence for her because she was going to a family thing that was already set up. And I forgot to ask, and I think it would be only fair to, because we approved a couple other people asking for an excused absence, and I would like to ask that we approve hers as having an excused absence from that first meeting.
I think process would dictate that you can amend your minutes in your next meeting. I find no problem with it, but let that group decide and then bring it back. Okay?
As okay.
Corrected.
Okay. I messed it up. I'm sorry.
So we have one correction to governance. I would ask if outreach and MSRC reports will be accepted as submitted. Any objections?
Excuse me?
Outreach and what?
An MSRC, Management Selection and Review Committee.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, it's a mistake in the second minutes that Teresa Allen present. She make a mistake. The MSRC, the first meeting, the MSRC even approved those minutes, the first meeting was December 29. And we have 12 members, no 13 members, Teresa, like you put in the second one. If you want, I can send your own set of minutes that we approve, and we have only 12 members, no 13.
May I respond?
Wait, before we go down a rabbit hole here, I will ask the MSRC again to, when it convenes, to straighten out their minutes and bring them back. This is not the forum for discussion on this subject. Okay? So you can get that together in the next Management Selection and Review Committee, which I think
they are approved minutes, Mr. Chair.
Pardon me?
You're talking about the approved minutes. The MSRC approved those minutes in the last meeting.
No, it didn't.
No,
yes,
they're not.
It did.
Adriana, they have to be accepted by the board, and what I'm asking for is the MSRC to go back and correct the minutes and bring them back to this body next month.
Right. Perfect.
So, okay. So
you're amending your motion to approve these committees and limit it only to outreach?
At this point, that's what's left on the list.
Chair, Nancy, on the stack.
Well, hold on. That's what's left on the list is outreach because governments and MSRC had boo-boos that need to be fixed up. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I do not believe we need to approve those reports. We just receive them.
They have to be approved. Accepted. They have to be accepted, Susan.
We have to approve those members of the committee.
The reproving the members of the committee is not happening tonight.
Okay.
It's going to happen in the future.
Okay. Yes, Teresa.
Chair, Nancy's on the stack.
Okay. Yes, Teresa.
Okay. I'm looking at my report, which I sent to you, and the membership on a committee is decided by the attendance of the first meeting of the new year. So we count the second meeting, which happened in this year, and there were 13 people at that meeting. So it has nothing to do with my minutes of the meeting that happened in December.
I appreciate that. Let's get all.
So I think we should be able to accept this report because these are the people who attended the meeting in December. I mean, in January.
Okay.
The first official meeting of that committee.
Teresa, do you want me to send you the minutes that we approved in the management selection review that you sent?
Adriana, you were not recognized, please. Okay, look. Obviously, there are some points of contention over minutes. This is not worth taking up the rest of our time for. Committee, go back and get everything straightened out to the satisfaction of the body, the will of the body, and bring it back. Okay?
Pardon me. Mr. Chair. I disagree.
You're challenging my rule.
I submitted them because one person has a question about the minutes of the wrong month does not mean that this report should not be accepted.
To the stack?
Yeah, Nancy's on the stack way back.
Nancy, you've spoken several times. Richard, go ahead.
No, I asked for the floor and then you let Susan go without even asking.
Let the secretary talk, please. Go ahead.
In that challenge, I think Adriana just made it. Are you challenging that the first meeting that we had in December reflected 12 and then the first meeting we had in January reflected 13? Adriana, is that correct?
The minutes that we approved from the December 29, 2021. Let me finish. Say motion to authorize to gather in. They said the first meeting. This is by Teresa. Those attending this first meeting are the voting members of the KPFT Management Selection and Review Committee. This is the start of the minutes that we, the MSRC, approve.
Okay, can I comment? If you'll look at the bylaws clearly state that the first meeting is of the calendar year that we're in. That December meeting was not a valid meeting because it was in last year.
Doesn't say the first calendar meeting.
Yes, it does. In the bylaws, it says that. I read it yesterday.
The first meeting.
First of the calendar year. Yes.
It means that we approve the minutes that we are lying to everybody in this meeting.
We didn't
tell anybody that we are changing the minutes that we already approved.
Okay, Adriana, Richard, the back and forth, everyone.
Okay.
We're going to put the minutes aside for tonight, okay? And then we're going to get them straightened out. I know that causes some of you heartburn, but again, Rome will not burn tonight over this issue.
Okay? Chair, Nancy on the stack.
Oh. Yes, Nancy.
Yes, I agree with Susan. We have never taken up approval of committee minutes in the LSB. If we did, it would have taken so much time. And outreach, a lot of members on outreach are not LSB, so we cannot approve those minutes. I mean, why are we doing this? I think we should let the committees do their own and then send it to us, but we don't have to approve it again.
Amen. Okay, we're going to move on. Thank you. Okay.
I'm sorry. I have to respond, Sandy. This is Richard.
No, Richard, you don't have to.
Yes, I do, because that was just totally wrong. Nancy and several other people insist that we bring these names back to the LSB. That's their insistence. And we brought them back to the LSB, except they were questioned. Adriana questioned that that first meeting in December wasn't being honored. And I have stated, and somebody else stated, that it's in the bylaws that it's the first meeting of the year that you're working in. And that's the bylaws. You know, if y'all want to fight with the bylaws, fight with the bylaws. But to say that every committee meeting doesn't come to the LSB. This is only the main thing that this is that list of people to set, the LSB's approval of that group of people. And if we take what Adriana says and take the people in December, I think that's wrong because it violates the bylaws. The bylaws say clearly that that first meeting has to be the first meeting of the year you're in. It says that in the bylaws.
Where? Richard, I'm looking.
All right.
Where?
All right. Wait. Nancy, you're out of order. I didn't recognize you. Please don't chime in like that. Look,
okay,
we're going
to
take some time.
Okay, say that to the other people, the white
look,
people, when they interrupt.
Hang on.
Let's not get racist about this.
Hey, come on now. We're going to take some time and get this right. And we're going to set this aside for tonight. Okay. So again, it might cause you some heartburn and people have pretty strong feelings about it, but let's get it right. Okay. We don't need to fight over it. Rome will not burn. The members are listed in there. If there's any problem with in the minutes, if there's any problem, committees, please get that straightened out.
Mr. Chair, are we going to accept? Okay. May I speak?
I'm cutting this subject off, Teresa. I don't think we need to beat this to death.
Are we on point of information then?
Go ahead.
Okay. These are reports. These are not minutes. Are we going to accept the reports of the outreach and development reports? Are we going to accept those tonight?
Is there any objection to those two? We haven't found any flaws in those.
Well, the outreach members are not all board members. Some of them are non-board members.
And they're listed in the report, Nancy, if you read it.
Well, you're not asking about approving the minutes. You're just asking about approving the members, right?
Yes.
Is that
by accepting the report, we're approving the members. That's correct.
Thank you.
There are no objections. We'll accept the reports for those two committees. Thank you. And the rosters. Is there any old business? I'm aware of none.
Point of information?
Go ahead, Teresa.
Do we have the report from the governance committee? Have we approved that?
No.
No, there was a problem with it. That okay. And the MSRC. Okay, that's what we just discussed. Is there any old business? I'm aware of none. Is there any new business?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
I want to clarify about the Committee of Inclusion.
Go ahead.
We have the members from the previous one, but the bylaw said that we need to select first a PMB member, and we don't have the PMB members yet.
Right.
I mean, the LSB select a PMB member and three members to the original COI. That's why I didn't act on that.
Okay. Well, we're just going to have to wait until our election
yes.
is done. And
yes,
be
exactly.
Part of February's business. Thank you for that clarification and for reminding the rules with that.
Yes, I'm Chair. Sure
that... Yes, Nancy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you. Programming committee at the local station, three stations have now, I mean, two have longstanding ones. WBAI is starting their, local programming committee, and KPFT and KPFA need a programming committee at the local level with local input and diverse input from listeners. Can we please start ours? Especially we have no program director here at our station.
Well, it's a good question. And again, I'm going to defer this until our February meeting. Let me do some research around that. and see what we can do. Okay? Fair enough?
So, well, why wouldn't we want one?
Well, again, let's step back, do a little research, get everything phrased accordingly, and make a plan, and we'll proceed in February. Okay? Ted, go ahead.
I would like to place on the agenda for our February meeting our standing rules and our special rules, specifically focusing on this question of membership in committees. I would like to point out that Richard Uzel is correct when he says that the calendar year is what is contained in the document. Richard Uzel, on the other hand, is wrong when he keeps saying the bylaws. What it is in is the standing rules.
I read it somewhere, huh?
Well, language is really important. Otherwise, we confuse the hell out of one another. And this document has more flaws than any I've ever seen. Maybe a bit over the top, but it's pretty close.
Okay. Well, again, come February, submit your what you'd like on the agenda, and as we craft it, we'll get it included. Thank you.
Point of information.
Yes, Therese.
Mr. Chair, do we not put things on agenda, like this is something that would come out of governance. Shouldn't it be discussed in governance before it comes to the LSB?
I would think that correct. In fact, it has to be vetted by governance if it's going to be a motion that way.
I mean, I personally do not. So I would tell Mr. Weisgel right now that it should go to governance.
Well,
because we don't want to tie up our board meetings discussing standing rules.
That's the place to bring it up, Ted. That is correct. Craft the motion and bring it to the LSB. That's the point of having committees to do that work. Yes, Ted.
I agree with you, and I will do that, but I do not want anyone on this call at this meeting to think that an individual member of this body cannot make a motion that it has to go through a committee. It probably should, it will, but it doesn't have to.
Adriana?
It's best that we do so it can get discussed and vetted properly. And
Adriana, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Adriana.
One way Ted is correct and Teresa too. Somebody can present a motion, but it's up to the chair to defer that to the committee that he thinks that should be
I believe I just did that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The two of them are right, but.
Yeah. You said it much more succinctly than I did. I guess my tongue is getting tied. Our next meeting will be February 8th. That's the second Wednesday of the month, as per our custom, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And at that meeting, I hope to adjourn by 10 p.m. It's 9:54. So do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Don't move. I heard
Oh, that Ted. So
wait a minute. Sandy, I have the 9th of February. Is that, am I not
did
looking
I, did
at
I make,
right?
Did I make a big boo-boo there? Hang on, let me look.
It's the 9th.
It is the 9th. Okay, my mistake. I'm sorry. So.
Because I already put it on my calendar. I just
what did I say? Because I broke February 9th on my piece of paper here.
Yes, 9th.
Okay, yeah, February 9th at 7 p.m. And it again will be conducted by Zoom. So thanks, everybody, for your hard work. Outreach, fundraising, and goodwill is the purpose of this board. And again, through the grant writing program and through the major event program under the tutelage of Benicia Williams and Henry Faust for grants, we're going to succeed. We will not be denied.
Sandy, may I remind people of the workshop on Saturday at 1 o'clock? Obviously, we don't need any help with Robert's Rules of Order. We zoomed through this meeting tonight, pun intended.
So someone on chat asked if Montrose was sold yet. Yes, 419 Lovett has been sold. So on to better digs and hopefully a better tomorrow. Thanks, everyone. Have a real
thank you, Sandy.
Week. I'll get back to everybody by email.
And the MLK parade was canceled, Paula said.
Yeah, I saw that in the chat too.
The
I'll get back to everybody
parade.
About Cassandra status by email as soon as possible, including tonight if she's awake. I hate to call her at this hour. You never know.
Call her.
Thanks, Richard. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
Good meeting, Sandy.
Good meeting, Sandy, yeah.
Thanks.